Listen.
Yeah.
Daddy says, I'm glad that you were that way.
Oh, sure.
Even today, being married, I have a certain amount of fear. I want to ask you things before I do anything, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, I think it's real nice. I think before any young person takes a step, they should discuss it with their parents, because their parents went through all this.
Really?
And, of course, Joey was determined, and I thought, well, I got to give him credit. He's got a lot of guts.
Yeah.
You know,
start a whole new life like that.
Yes, but he's got so much confidence in himself.
Yeah. He's really wonderful. I was really
glad
that he was in my class.
He's a wonderful person.
Yeah, at Luke.
Oh, yeah?
Really
are you a teacher?
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, how come you know so much about Joey?
Yeah.
Well, you should know him there pretty good.
Yeah.
He's
I was
character.
So glad to meet him, I'll tell you. It was a real experience.
I'll tell you, that man could make me laugh 24 hours a day. And you know what? I'm not, I don't have much of an education.
Uh-huh.
But I've learned an awful lot on the outside.
Yeah.
Mingling with other people,
right.
Businessmen and politicians and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I've learned quite a bit.
Sure.
Through mingling with these people. And but Joey could twist you around to a point where he's got you convinced you're wrong.
That's funny.
There's something about him that he can actually twist you around.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And I used to think, maybe I am wrong. Maybe he's right, you know.
That's funny. Tell me how old you are, Mr.
I'll be 60 the 15th of this month.
And where did you go to school?
Taylor School.
Did you finish there?
Yes.
And then, did you go anywhere?
I went to Bowen.
Uh-huh.
I didn't finish.
How long were you there?
At Bowen?
Uh-huh.
About 4 months.
It's long enough, huh? School is awful in some ways. where were your parents from?
Italy. Both of them.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where?
Well, my father was from Naples. And my mother was from a town called Province of Campobasso.
Oh, Campobasso.
Yeah.
When did they come here?
Oh, that I couldn't tell you.
Were they real little or grown-ups?
Oh, no, they were both. My father was about 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, I'm sure she was about 20.
So they were married after they came here?
They married here.
Uh-huh. Did they meet here or back there?
No, they met here.
They met here.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Do you know anything about your father's parents?
No, I don't.
They were probably from Naples, too.
Yeah.
I suppose. Were they city people?
Yes.
They weren't farmers or anything?
No. My mother was come from the farmland.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So her people were probably farm people. What did your dad do?
He worked for the city.
Uh-huh.
And he had a trade, if that makes any difference. He was a marble setter.
Ah. Marble setter. What exactly did they do?
Well, they placed marble in the buildings, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Marble windowsills and
mm-hmm.
flooring and things like that.
I wonder if people even know how to do that anymore.
That's a trade of the past.
Yeah.
They don't do that
anymore. A lot of stuff is like that.
Yeah. In fact, my father was the secretary and treasurer of the union.
Ah.
That was years ago, most of these unions were controlled by the syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't say he was a syndicate man, but he was a member of the union, and they, being Italian,
mm-hmm.
they got him to be the secretary and treasurer.
Nice. Well, how about your mother? Did she ever work?
Never.
She was always at home.
Mm-hmm.
Has your wife ever worked?
During the time that I was in the service.